The Star Thief. Little Johnny lived with his whole family up on the top of a hill. There was his mama and papa and his brothers and his sisters, and little Johnny's favorite person in the whole world, his grandpa. Now they lived up on the hill, like I said, and down in the village that was down below the hill was where all their other friends and relatives lived. And every time there was a holiday, there was a party down the hill. Johnny and his family, they loved to go down there and see all their friends and relatives. Well, one time when the holidays were coming, little Johnny went to Grandpa and said, "Oh, Grandpa, won't it be fun to see everybody down in the village?" And Grandpa looked at Johnny and said, "Oh, Johnny, I'm feeling mighty old. My arthritis is acting up. I don't think I can walk all the way down there and back up again. I'll just stay here."
"Oh, but Grandpa, it won't be the same without you."
"No, Johnny, you tell me all about it when you come back."
"Oh, Grandpa, okay."
And so when the party came, the whole family went down to the village, except Grandpa. Now, Grandpa was sitting in his rocking chair in a house, and he'd rock forward and backward for a while, and when he got tired of that, he tried to rock sideways, but it didn't work too well that way. So finally he got up and he put on his coat and got his cane out, and he walked out and looked out the front door. It was a bright, clear night, and the stars, they looked so close you could touch them. And Grandpa went out on the lawn and looked up at him and tried to reach one with his hand. "Oh, they're kind of far away, I guess. Oh, I know." And he picked up his cane and he reached up, and just as far as he could reach, he grabbed a star by the corner with the hook of his cane and pulled it down out of the sky. It landed at his feet, making a noise that stars make. Like this. "Voompa, voompa, voompa."
"Ooh," said Grandpa, "that is a nice noise. What a nice star that is. Let's see if there's another one."
And sure enough, Grandpa reached up and grabbed another one.
Soon Grandpa was pulling stars out of the sky everywhere, and they'd all come down and land on the lawn and go, "Voompa, voompa, voompa." "Oh," said Grandpa, "that's so much fun."
After a while, though, he got all the stars out of the sky. Well, meantime, down in the village, little Johnny was kind of wondering what was happening with Grandpa, so he decided to go outside and look up at the hill and see what was going on. When he got outside, he saw that there was a funny light coming out there. It was kind of pulsing, and he could just hear a noise. "Voompa, voompa, voompa." "What's that?" he thought. He ran back inside to get his mom and dad. They came out and looked, and they didn't know what was going on. "Oh, I hope the house isn't on fire," they said. And soon, everybody, the whole party, all the friends and relatives, they were all running up the hill as fast as they could to make sure Grandpa was all right. Grandpa, he heard him coming. And he said, "Oh, no, I think I'm in trouble." He quick ran to the barn, got a rake, and started to rake those stars up. He raked them into a big pile and shoved them in the barn, shut the door, and was standing there when all the people came up. Little Johnny's dad said, "Grandpa, Grandpa, you all right?" Grandpa said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just fine." "Grandpa, what was going on up here?"
"Oh, nothing."
"Grandpa, something funny's going on, and, you know, it's awful dark, and I don't see any stars in the sky." Grandpa said, "Well, that's funny, isn't it?" Well, they were having this conversation, and little Johnny was getting tired of listening to it, so he went around the side of the barn, because he saw some funny light coming out of there and wondered what was going on. He looked through a knothole and there he saw all the stars sitting in the barn going, "Voompa, voompa, voompa." He went running out to tell his mom and dad, "Hey, look, all the stars are in the barn. Look, they're in the barn."
"Grandpa, what did you do?"
"Well, I couldn't help it," said Grandpa. Well, they pulled the stars back out on the lawn, and then they had to get them back in the sky. I mean, how were they going to know when to plant their taters without the stars in the sky? They tried to stick them up there by pushing them. They put some on top of the rake and pushed them even higher. They even got some glue. That little star that they put glue on was going, "Rumpa, rumpa, rumpa." But it wouldn't stick. They'd push it up and it would just fall right down again. Well, everybody was trying something different. Johnny, he found a cute little star. It's just his size. He picked it up and cuddled it in his arms, and he liked it so much that he decided he'd give it a kiss. And as soon as he did, that star jumped out of his arms and went right up in the sky. Oh, he said, I did it. I put one in the sky." And he ran to tell his mom and dad and his grandpa and everybody. And he said, "I kissed it. I kissed that star and it went back up in the sky." And so his papa picked up a big old star that was going, "Voompa, voompa, voompa." And he gave it a big kiss right in the middle. That star flew out of his hands and went right up in the middle of the sky. Pretty soon everybody was kissing stars until Papa said, wait, they're not going in the right place, everybody. We got to line up." So after that, they got in all lines, all the way they knew the stars were supposed to be, and when they kissed them, the stars flew right back where they're supposed to be. At least almost. And nowadays, when you look up in the sky, you can see that the North Star isn't quite at the end of the Big Dipper. And that thing they say is a dog doesn't really look like a dog. And some of those other stars aren't exactly where they're supposed to be, but they're pretty close. And you know what else? They never, never had their parties down in the village anymore. They all had them up on the hill where they could keep an eye on Grandpa. And that's the story of the Star Thief.